Hi, friends, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have the privilege of serving as the pastor at Sugar Hill Church and being able to prepare three of these podcasts each week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Tuesday, my good friend Ben Smith speaks, and on Thursday, my very good friend Bobby McGraw speaks. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your daily meditation. This week, we've asked our folks at Sugar Hill Church to take time to meditate on these things. And today, we want to jump into what these things might be about. You know, life is not always so much fun. It can get really tough. But giving in to self-pity can be a significant temptation in our life. I know it's true for me. But thankfully, there is a better way. There is a time-tested strategy for not letting our circumstances determine our days. So as you're listening to these today in your car, on a walk, or in the gym, or maybe in a quiet place at home, I'm willing to say that whatever your circumstances are that you're dealing with, I mean, whether it's relationships or bills or income or dreams or unfinished projects, our life is so complex, our life is so busy, that oftentimes it may seem like it's more than we can handle. Well, let me save you some trouble. The truth is, your circumstances are already more than you can handle on your own, whether we realize it or not. Now, why would we jump into that? Because the answer is simple. You were never meant to live apart from the presence, the power, and the promises of God. And it's by God's mercy alone that we're able to continue day after day after day. Otherwise, we just shut down. The choice comes down to faith in a God who cannot lie, and whether or not in our heart, deep down, I mean, down way in our bones, do we believe he's going to come through for us? I mean, can't you relate with that? If you really set aside all of your pride and all of your church garb and all of your church talk, isn't that really our struggle? The Apostle Paul must have been tempted and must have been at the point of giving up time after time after time. I mean, if there ever was some dude who faced extreme challenges and suffering and persecution, I mean, this guy had a right to be frustrated with God. I mean, repeated beatings. He'd been scorned and spat upon. He'd been falsely imprisoned. I mean, he'd been shipwrecked. He'd been snake bitten. I mean, you'd think that God might just come to the rescue of this special guy who wrote most of the New Testament, but he didn't. And that doesn't seem real fair, does it, considering how faithfully Paul had served God? Well, Paul didn't let what was going on around him dictate his actions, his reactions, his behavior, or his attitude. He didn't allow those things to control his mind. As he sat in a jail cell, he wrote the following words to the church in Philippi. He wrote to the Philippians in chapter 4, verse 11. He said, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I have. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled," oh, watch this, "and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering in need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." But notice, Paul had learned to be content. It wasn't the result of favorable circumstances in his life or some easygoing temperament where he was just kind of chilled out all the time. I mean, his contentment grew and matured in hardship, and it was the outcome of his obedience. When he said, "God, I'm going to leave this with you. I'm going to trust this to you. I can know that in the middle of this problem, it's a season because you will come through for me." You know what we can do? We can learn to live with that same contentment no matter what comes your way this Wednesday. You know, in Philippians, Paul mentions Jesus about 55 times, but he talks about the time where he was imprisoned and only a couple of verses of chapter 1. There's no complaining. There's no pity party. There's no falsely blaming the Lord or getting angry at God. In fact, the letter is filled with the opposite, rejoicing. So today, as you go into Wednesday, what's the key? To find contentment with little or with much, because I know that Jesus can do all things for me, through me, and with me. But now watch this. At the end of the day, how do you combat being led just kind of off the cliff into anxiety and depression and trouble and fear? You focus on the goodness of God. You see, what did he do? Instead of griping, instead of complaining about being imprisoned, he rejoiced. My friend, today, stop and crank up a Sugar Hill worship song and rejoice and just sing your guts out until the people at the stoplight next to you think, dude, they have lost their mind. God bless you. See you Friday.